Hey guys, welcome back to the Feed Job Life podcast. My name is Faith Job, and this is the final episode of You Never Should Have. That's me clapping, by the way. Thank you so much for giving me your attention every week for 8 weeks. It has been very helpful to think that I have been talking to different sets of people without having to see them. The reason why I started the podcast in the first place, one was to help young girls not repeat the same things that I tagged as mistakes, but God tags them something entirely different, of course. So it was to help young girls not to repeat those same things, and it was supposed to be like a therapy for me. And I'm just happy that God has made it possible for both to happen at the same time. So I feel a whole lot better. I think I'm in a better state of mind. My mood is up, and it's all to the glory of God. So before we start talking all the talk, anyway, so today's episode, the final episode, is going to go down to the root cause of would I say all the things that I never should have, and which is foundation. Foundation is very important, and we're going to talk about why your foundation in everything you do is very important. Please don't go anywhere. We'll be back after the short break. Thank you. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. So, foundation. How is foundation even a topic in You Never Should Have? Anyways, so you don't have to be an architect or a civil engineer to know that. To know that the foundation of everything or anything is important, because that is what is going to stand the test of time when trials and tribulations come and every other thing that tries to come to destroy a property. If your foundation is not strong, like a house that was built on a rock, get my word one. Yeah, if your foundation is not as strong as a house that was built on the rock, it's not going to take so much to fall it down. So why would you spend so much money to have a weak foundation and then use all the expensive materials up when a breeze or flood or something can just come and destroy it? So you need to focus on your foundation. And that is the same thing with life. It is the same thing with relationship. It is the same thing. Well, of course, I've just said life and relationship. I think that's all life is about. It's the same thing with your personal growth, you know, work and everything. Yes. So what aspects am I going to be talking about today? I'm going to start with relationship, because please, I'm not a relationship guru, I'm not a relationship expert. Let me just have a disclaimer so I don't go and Derek Jackson myself. But starting with relationship. In relationships, for me, I would say that how you start, your beginning, kind of always determines how you end. I will give a perfect analogy. It has nothing to do with me, okay, but it's an analogy, it's an example, so to say. Imagine a relationship. You are dating this guy and you happen to be his side chick, all right, or let's say mistress, for those that may not know what side chick is. You're a side chick or mistress, and you're fully aware of the fact that he's in a relationship, maybe a committed one, maybe not, but you're fully aware that he has somebody who he's supposed to be dating or courting, and you're very comfortable being his side chick with hopes that maybe one day he would break up with her or divorce her or whatever come to you. You might say, oh, we're soulmates, and you make excuses of maybe he made a mistake marrying her, or he made a mistake dating her or asking her out, Okay, let's assume that's the case. What makes you think when he's I don't know, maybe, because let me even give you let me tell you something. They don't always end up doing that whole divorcing thing just because they want to be with you. I think what happens is that their wife finally catches them, and so they don't want to be alone, and so they just go and you know, marry this new side chick, just like a replacement, so to say. But that's an aside. So what makes you think that a man who is capable of doing that will not do it to you also? You've given him the permission indirectly and the go ahead to say, look, it's okay, when we're together, we had this, I was your side chick and I ended up being your wife. And you're giving him like complete green light to think that, oh, it's okay to fool around even while you're married. It's okay to fool around even while you are in a committed relationship. It is going to be very hypocritical of you as the lady in quotes being side chick or mistress turned wife or turned serious girlfriend. It's going to be very hypocritical of you if you find out that he's doing the same thing to you what he did with you. Now tell me the foundation of that relationship or the start of that relationship already wasn't like a red flag on its own, but yet you still went ahead. All right, so that is an analogy, and I said that to say this: the beginning of a relationship, or how you start a relationship, how a relationship starts, always determines how it ends. So whatever you're not willing to condone, whatever you're not willing to accept throughout the relationship, don't accept it at the beginning of the relationship. If you're going to stay after he has hit you once or twice, that is you condoning and accepting that, okay, yes, you hit me, you apologize and I forgive you, and then we try to move past it. But sorry, you've already included what they call it, you've already included what was this word they call it, domestic violence and abuse, physical abuse, in your foundation. And so it's there somehow. It's just like something, a material that is not supposed to be in your foundation. They have mixed it with your cement and sand and all that. So now you're putting physical abuse in your foundation. Or let's say you guys even start on the right foot, like this example I gave, where maybe you were with someone or he was with someone and you people still came together. Already, let me tell you what happens in that situation. There's no trust. Your foundation for trust is like on point zero. There's no trust. And so when he starts dating you, how do you think he would start trusting you when he was your side chick, or you were his side chick, or you guys were each other's side chicks and boos? There'll be no trust, because like this one that I was, you know, doing when he had a boyfriend, or this one that I was doing when she had a game, sorry, when he had a girlfriend and while she had a boyfriend, what's the possibility that they're not going to do the same thing to me? And which is a fair thought, but that is it. It affects your foundation. So all these things that were included in the foundation, that were not supposed, in fact, they're not even supposed to be in an entire relationship, not to talk about the foundation of the relationship. Tell me, every other thing that you put on top that weak foundation, eventually, or like that Ghanaian guy, eventually, it's going to crumble. Excuse me. It's going to crumble. And it's not going to be a situation of, oh, had I known, because you should have known. Really, you should have known. Anything placed on top of the word of God stands the test of time. So whether you're a Muslim, you're a Christian, you practice Buddhism, or you're Jewish, the word of God is always the word of God, no matter your religion. So placing whatever thing, especially in your relationship, placing your relationship based on the word of God, that is a foundation that will stand the test of time. How about foundation in terms of your family? You wouldn't know this, but our earliest characters are formed when we are just children growing up. And when people say, oh, the home is the first, your first school or your first encounter of life, or is the first place where you get to learn things, basically. But yeah, that's true. Because as kids, all we try to do is just mirror the behavior of the people around us. And who are the people around us at that point in time while growing up? They are parents, our father, our mother, our brothers and our sisters. So our nuclear family, most of the time, are the people that we learn from, are the people that we try to emulate unconsciously. You won't even know that that's what you're doing, but unconsciously you try to emulate what they're doing. That's why people that grew up in the same household, they always tend to act alike. I'm going to take my family for example. We all have very similar traits, all of us, in terms of how we talk and how we gist, our laughter, the things that we find funny, our sense of humor. Like, they're all very connected because we all had the same experiences growing up. So that aside, we tend to learn a whole lot in our formative years from our family members and the immediate people we see around us, especially our family. So if that foundation, like, you're in a family where they don't give, you're in a family where there's no love, you're in a family where there's physical abuse, you're a family where husband cheats on wife on a regular, or wife sleeps around on a regular and the husband has no issue, if you're in a family where they don't go to church, they don't have personal relationship with God, and they just allow everybody to do whatever they want to do, it's none of their business, if you're in that kind of family, tell me it's not going to somehow form the foundation and the bedrock of your entire life. You know, family where they don't like education, like, books is not their problem, just make money, you don't have to have a certificate or be a student of whatever. All those things are going to form and they're going to shape your mind, and that mind and that foundation you have is what you're going to take and get into another relationship to come and torment somebody else's child. The truth is, you can always start over, but there is no point having a weak foundation both in your relationship, having a weak foundation in your life, and still just trying to put things on top, because at the end of the day, you're only wasting your time, you're wasting all the energies and the effort that you'd have used in breaking down those strongholds. The Bible calls them strongholds. These strongholds are behavioral patterns that has been embedded in you so deep, like they have been. In fact, if science could even take a part of your DNA, they would see that all those traits, all those character traits have been, they're now part of you, they're your DNA. They are things that you cannot, without the Spirit of God, there are things that you cannot just let go of. There are things you cannot stop doing. It's not by your willpower. It's not by coming up with a resolution, oh, that this year I'm going to stop smoking, or this year I'm going to stop cheating, or this year I'm going to stop beating my girlfriend, or whatever. Or this year I'm going to have a personal relation. No, if those things were not already in your foundation, it is going to be very difficult to start. Now, this one is on foundation of your life, foundation in relationship. If you observe some things are off, your foundation is off, you need to put a stop. Not like, I didn't say you should end the relationship, but put a stop to it. Break whatever it is you think you have built. Go to that foundation and look for the problem. Take it out. Fill it with the word of God. Fill it with love. Fill it with forgiveness. And then you build again. Because if you don't do that, eventually it's still going to crumble. So why not just do the inevitable? The same way we know that everybody will die one day. you have that knowledge that everybody must die one day, so there's no point running away from death. There's even no point trying to kill yourself sooner than your appointed time. Calm down, you will die now, so why are you rushing? So same thing with the foundation. It's better you go on your own, destroy whatever it is you have built and start over. That is the only way to remedy faulty foundation in a relationship, but it is more difficult to do that. But it's more difficult to do that when it comes to your own life, because these are things that have literally formed a part and a parcel of you. They are things that already make up your soul. They are things that form your consciousness and your mind and who you are. They are your habits, they're your characteristics, they're your character. They are the things that make you you. And like I said, the Bible calls them stronghold. The only way you can change that foundation, the only way you can change that foundation is by the word of God. It is by the special intervention of God. No man can help you. No therapy can help you. Mm-mm. It goes down, because it goes down into your soul and your spirit. It's not just a physical thing. So I hope I have not confused you, but really convinced you that your foundation, there's so many other instances, but these are the two that I know I have experienced in my life and in relationship with other people. Okay, let me just give one example. I'll give one example where I knew the foundation of a relationship was not good, and for some weird reason. So I'm going to give one example of when I knew that the relationship didn't start on a good foot. It did not start it didn't just start right, and somehow me, the queen of positivity, I felt like, okay, that doesn't matter. So at the time I met this person, it felt like one leg was out of that relationship and the other one was in. So it's like, oh, I've broken up, but not really broken up. But this person was really fully aware of the fact that I was kind of in a complicated relationship, and he didn't have an issue with that. We talked, liked each other, there was vibe somehow, we had some connections, and before you know, boom, he asked me out, and before you know, boom, I said yes, like the goods that I was back then. Yeah, I said yes, and you know, we kept on going, and things seemed to be okay at first. But then that mistake of, you know, he knew that I had someone, or kind of had someone, and we still, like, the word hooked up, and we still dated, so it even felt like I was updating at some point. So that idea that he formed of me, that it was okay to have been in a relationship, whether partially or completely, and still get involved with someone. So I feel like I gave up that right to complain. I gave up that right to say, oh, you shouldn't do this when I did it, but felt like I gave up that right. But however, the main problem that singular act caused is the trust. So it means that there was zero trust from the beginning of the relationship. It was zero. I thought there was, but I guess I just lied to myself and it was just deception. There was zero trust. I felt hurt about it, I didn't even know it was a problem. I didn't know it was an issue until I had to reevaluate the whole situation and saw the root cause of certain problems that I had in this particular relationship I'm talking about. I had to go down and study some past events, like history. I had to go back and study that and see why this person acted this way, why this person did these things to me, and all that. So, yes, in order not to go into too much details, that is how I know that your founder, and that is not the that is how I know that your foundation is very important. It's not like I haven't known before, but that's one of my first-hand experiences. There are others that happen, but it's all cumulated to the fact that the relationships did not start on the right foot. The relationships did not have the right foundation. And so the long and short of everything is that your foundation needs to be strong, and I'm going to recommend one thing or one ingredient in putting in all your foundations, and that is the word of God. Whatever God you serve, put that word, let it be a part of your foundation. Okay, all right, so that brings us to the end of today's episode. I am super grateful for the spirit of consistency. You guys have no idea. Consistency has been a major problem for me. Consistency and procrastination, they are like brothers, and I have been battling with both of them from my left to my right. Well, I just want to thank God that he brought us, because you guys have been listening. Thank you so much. I'm just grateful to him that he brought us to the end. I'm sure he already saw this end even from the beginning when I started. So thank you very much. I did mention something about a giveaway. I have not forgotten. I'm having some serious bank issues with a transaction that was done from the abroad, and so I'm trying to sort that out, but no excuses. Whether or not that particular issue is sorted out by this time next week, we are going to be giving away something to, let's say, maybe two people. That's the number I have in my head. Two people. It could be more, it could be less, as the spirit leads. So yes, for details, I'm going to put up what qualifies you for the giveaway on my Faith Job Live Instagram account, which is like my media account. I'm going to put it up there. Tag someone and see if they can participate. It's not going to be anything so difficult. Don't worry. I'm not going to say you should record yourself and say it's just going to be something light, something easy that anyone can do. So not to worry, I am going to do this giveaway. It's going to be in celebration of the end of this podcast series, and a celebration like Happy New Month, or a celebration of Easter, so to say. So, thank you so much. I can never say thank you enough. I'm the queen of gratitude. So have a wonderful week. Love you, and take care. Stay safe, okay?